Thank you for this time together in your word. Have your way, O God, and help me crucify my flesh that you may be glorified. That together we will fellowship in your word. And since your word will not return to you void, we wait with a spirit of expectation. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we want to talk about determination. If there's one thing you're going to need for 2012, it is determination. Not that you did not have it in 2011, but we could use some more of it. We are not strangers to determination. We just are determined about some strange things. Sometimes we are determined to do things and to get things, and it gets us into trouble. So some determination is dangerous. And there's other types of determination that will move us closer to God and put us in the will of God. I say we're not strangers to determination because once we make up our mind, if you don't believe me, you get a stubborn kid. You almost have to, excuse me, kill them to get them to do what's right. Amen. I don't want y'all calling DHS, but you almost have to do something to them. Almost have to threaten their life. That's a young child with that type of determination. So you and I, as older adults, or as adults, we have determination. Some of us are determined to destroy ourselves. Because the world makes stuff look good. Package it right. Put it in the right bottle. Get the right lady on the air. The right music. The right ambiance. Determination. In our scripture for today, the woman with the issue of blood. Many of us are familiar with this biblical account about the woman with the issue of blood. It can be found in Mark chapter 5, Matthew 9, and Luke 8. It is a very powerful portion of scripture that provides a sense of hope in a devastating, life-threatening situation. But I wonder today, have you ever considered this woman's determination? Her name is not even given to us in the scripture account. But maybe that's because her determination is more important than her name. You ever heard somebody say, let the works I do speak for me? In case you forget my name, I've done some stuff. I affected some people. I blessed some folk. And so they can come and talk about maybe what I did, even if they don't know my name. You got to be all right with stuff like that. People say, I don't remember her name or his name, but they blessed me. See, when you get to the point where you can give God the glory, you're not worried whether or not folk know the name. You don't get an attitude if somebody stand up in church and start praising somebody else. You say, well, I'll be blank. I'll be. I'm the one that got them this and got them that. And they won't get up and pray. What was your motive behind why you did it? I don't want folks doing stuff for me. Every time I look at you, you got the eyes like, don't you remember? I don't like those kind of eyes, the don't you remember eyes. If you don't bless me, don't mess me. That's what Christians are supposed to do, supposed to bless folk. Not supposed to hold stuff over folk's head, and if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't be this. Well, guess what? If it wasn't for God, you wouldn't have been able to help me. So who are you anyhow, in any way? This woman with this issue of blood, she was determined. And when I read this story, I said, yeah, she was determined. She like so many of us. She determined to get healed. But when you start digging into the text and you start going back to the original language, you understand she was determined for another reason. Not only to get her healing. Lord have mercy.
She was determined because the text says she heard. She heard about Jesus. I said, wait a minute. I know what heard means in English, but what does that word mean in the Greek? Because faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But when you look at that word, she heard in the Greek, it means to hear, pay attention, understand, and obey. That's why folks say, you ask your children sometimes, did you hear me? Why are you asking? Because they ain't move. Go clean your room. They sitting down playing a game. And why you say, did you hear me? That I heard you. I paid attention to you. I understood. Now I'm ready to obey you. That scripture says she heard. She had heard of Jesus. They didn't say she had seen him, but she heard of him. Somebody heard of you. What's your reputation? My Lord, have mercy. Have some folk heard of you? Determination, what does it mean? A firm or fixed intention to achieve a desired end. A firm or fixed intention to achieve a desired end. If we could take some of that determination we have to get in trouble and bring that over to the spiritual side of the house, we'd be some bad folk up in here. Determination. Someone, you determined to get his attention, wasn't you? You determined to get her attention. Determination. She had it. But what was her issue? Mark 5 and 25 says, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Her issue was an issue of blood. She had a blood disease. Something was going on in the blood, which during this time made her ceremony, made her unclean. She wasn't supposed to be around folk, wasn't supposed to be near nobody, wasn't supposed to be in the crowd. But I tell you, sometimes your condition will make you break the law. Man's law. I'm talking about man's law, not God's law. Your condition will make you break the law because, you know, sometimes man's law will keep you from getting what you want. But what was her condition? She had an issue of blood. And how long did she have? She had 12 years. 12 years she had an issue of blood. 12 years. Suffering. 12 years not feeling good. 12 years trying to like cast off to the side somewhere. 12 years if somebody brought her some dinner, I can imagine they put it on a long stick. I don't even know if she had a house, but after 12 years, you can't pay your mortgage. They ain't say she was married. She had an issue of blood 12 years. And what did the issue, how did it affect her? Guess what happened to her? She spent all that she had. She went to every doctor. She like you and I. Take them miracle drugs. I don't want to get on the treadmill.
I'll take me a pill that will help me lose weight. You take the pill, then you go to get a big plate of food.
One of my younger sisters like that. She was on a diet and she would eat all the food that she get a diet 7-Up. I thought that was funny. To wash it all down. Oh, that was funny to me. That was so funny. Needless to say, she stayed a little plump. I won't tell you which one, so just keep your eyes at me. Look at me. She's not here today. She's not here. Okay. Amen. So this issue physically affected her and financially affected her, emotionally affected her, messed her up. She was devastated. But determination will give you hope in the midst of a hopeless situation. You got to be determined. Don't let nobody count you out or write you out. Because you heard something. She heard of Jesus. This issue had messed her up. And folk would tell you, well, you might as well go. Just forget about it. Don't go down. Just go. Just go ahead. Let the sickness take over. Just sit on the side somewhere. Just, you know, you got the issue. The doctors can't do nothing, and the physicians can't do nothing. You done spend all your money, and you growing worse. Just go. That's God just to take you out of here. No, don't worry about it. Folk will tell you that because it's not the issue.
Some folks really don't have no love for you.
Till you can do stuff for them.
Oh, my God. When you can't do nothing else for them, they got no love for you. That's why God built the church. Because he wants folk that have love for folk that can't love them back all the time. That's what ministry is about. That's what giving. That's what love is all about. Love is helping somebody. They might not even say thank you. They might even say, never mind. Love is when you're able to minister to somebody when ain't nobody around. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. That's what real Christianity, that's what real love is. But this woman, she's messed up. It sounds like she's like all alone. You ever felt all alone? And nobody can really understand what you were going through. And if they asked you what you were going through, you couldn't articulate it because it was so deep. You ever been to a place you can't put in English words what you're really going through, but you know you're going through something, and that thing is so deep you can't put it in words, but you feel that thing, you know? And some people, if they don't know every detail, they can't deal with you. They want to know everything that happened. How about you just help me? How about after you help me, then I'll tell you some stuff? Sometimes you get a point in your life, I want to know, can you help me first before I tell you my story? Because some folks hear your story, then they don't want to help you. So I want to know, can you help me first? Real love says, I'm going to help you first, no matter what it is. I'm going to help you. And if you know like I know, you better be very careful, because the same thing that you don't want to help somebody else out with, you might get it. Oh, my. But this woman had determination. She said, you know what? I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Number one, she had an issue. She had an issue of blood. Number two, this issue affected her very life, physically, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, and financially. She was messed up. And sometimes when you get that messed up, you don't even think you ever bounce back. You walk out, Lord, why? Why me? We don't want to hear nothing about, well, maybe you're God's billboard. Maybe God put that on you so you'll be able to show others how great God really is. But she heard about Jesus. But what happened, number three, what happened when she touched Jesus? She heard of Jesus and came in the press behind and touched his garment. She was determined. I thought just to get her healing. I thought she was just determined. You know how we do sometimes. That's why, God, let y'all know, secret. We got about 500 plus people that's come through this church, and look how many people are here today. You know why? Because some folks just came in to get what they wanted to get, got what they got out. That's what the church is about. Some folks will come in to get what they want and leave. Don't be mad. That's just way for God. They come in, get what they want, and they out. I thought it was what she wanted. She just wanted to get healed. I ain't got no money. I've been to all these doctors. I'm still messed up. I ain't getting no better. Just heal me. So she got in the press behind and touched his garment. Can you imagine what the crowd was saying? See, when you messed up, you look different. You can't see when you mess up, your makeup don't look. I wish I had a witness in here. When you're not feeling well, your makeup, your hair all messed up, your clothes, I don't care how expensive they are. When you ain't feeling like right, your clothes all messed up. I don't care what it is. What you got on. I don't care where you went. Your perfume don't even smell right. Brother, your suit look all tattered. And you know, when you don't feel good, when you don't feel like there's any hope in your life, no matter what you put on can't help you. Because the problem is not on the outside. The problem is on the inside. It manifests itself. You see it on the outside, but there's something going on in the inside. That's why most of the time when you're real sick, they give you internal medicine. If it's something like on your skin, they give you some topical stuff. Just rub it on. But she got sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know what? And when nobody can't help you, you begin to look for other ways. Can't do nothing for you. But when she touched his clothes, she said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. I said, wow.
she heard about Jesus, something that she heard about him made her pay attention to understand him and to obey him. She said, if I just touch.
That's why you got to search the word of God. If I just touch his clothes, she didn't say touch him. Because, you know, she's a decent woman. Because she knew with that blood issue, she was ceremonially unclean and she didn't want to defile Jesus. But she said, if I but touch.
But if I just touch his clothes, can you imagine what she did to that crowd?
Can you imagine how she had to press away? And you can imagine she's weak and all bent over and all messed up. And she just pressed, and everybody. Matter of fact, I thought she might have been like Moses in the Red Sea. Because when you don't look good, when you messed up, folks will get out your way. Try it. Like tomorrow, if you're on public transportation, just mess yourself up. Just mess yourself up. But nobody let you on the bus free. Nobody wants to sit next to you. If you're a crowd of people, they'll go just like this. Let you right through.
Try tomorrow and call me back. But she told us of it. I but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Look at verse 29. And straightway.
Straight, that means immediately, right away. And straightway. 12 years, nothing happened. But she touched his clothes. Boy, you got to be determined. You know what? Stop trying to be cute and you hurt. Let me dress up my hurt. Hurt, baby. I don't care what you put on it. A hurt is a hurt. And it gets to the point in time, you got to stop worrying about what folks think about you, what you look like, and you got to go get what you need. You got to be determined to go get what you need. And you got to go, you got to know where to go get it. I went to the doctors already. I tried all the medicine. I tried every drug out there. I did everything I could. I got to go higher. I got to do something different because I'm not ready to die. I'm not ready to give up. I got just as much right to have the same joy like Miss So-and-so and Mr. So-and-so down the street. They ain't no better than I am. I just got disease. They got disease too. They don't want to be around me.
And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body
that she was healed of her pain. Can you imagine how she felt after 12 years? If I but touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. You know what? If she didn't believe it, she wouldn't have wasted her time pressing her way through the crowd. If you didn't believe God, you wouldn't waste your time coming to church and sitting in church and hearing the word of God and singing the songs of God and praying to God if you didn't believe it. You and I, we got to press our way sometimes. We got some issues. I had a blood issue, but the blood of Jesus.
That's why we press our way. I tell you, if we could do it on our own, this church would be empty. If we could do this thing on our own, or we go pay somebody for us, if we go see somebody real quick. Somebody said, but why you got to have church every Sunday? Because if we have every Monday, you have the same problem with it.
It's not the day, it's your attitude.
She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue, that word virtue in the Greek is dynamis, where you get dynamite from. When he felt his power. And they say in the Greek, it's miracle power. When he felt his virtue had gone out of him, turned him about. My God.
Didn't say he turned about. It said it turned him about. Don't you know when you get in touch?
She had a situation that needed the power, the miracle working power of God to heal her. And it said that when she touched his virtue going out of him, turned him about in the presence, saying,
who touched clothes. Not because he felt a tug on his robe, but a tug on his power. Is anybody here today tugging on God's power? Is God speaking down from heaven to us today saying, who touched me? Who came to fill up your prayer, praise, and worship in the church? Who's tugging on my? Who's tugging on my power? I feel my virtue. I feel it over here on this side. I feel it right here, and I feel it over there. Who's somebody needs something? Somebody came in here with the issue on the day, and they're tired of it. They done gone to every place. They went to every counselor. They tried everything they could try. They done prayed every prayer they could pray. And God said, hey, now it's time to get in the crowd. Come out your house. Don't let the devil tell you to lock yourself up in your house. Close yourself up in your house. He said, who touched my clothes? This woman was so determined to get what she needed. Is anybody here determined today? To get what you need from Jesus? You're not going to let anything block you. Nothing stop you. You got to have your ears anointed and your mind renewed, because folk will put all kinds of stuff in your ear. Especially those that don't know the Lord. I'll tell you, seek counsel amongst wise folk. If you want a spiritual answer, go to somebody spiritual. I ain't say go to a spiritualist. But try to get that 5-figure discount. They sit there, they talk to you, then they tell you what you told them. Who touched my clothes? Look what the disciples said. Thou seest a multitude thronging in thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? Sometimes, I don't mean no harm, sometimes us in the church don't know what's going on with Jesus. We're so comfortable because we don't have the issue no more. We got what we need. I got what I need. After benediction, I'm going, I don't care what he or she needs. They all down front asking for prayer. I got what I need. That's why folk got to walk through the crowd sometimes. Because you won't let them get up front. You're so busy profiling and showing that you got it going on. Oh, I'm anointed. I'm the Holy One of God. Holler. I used to. Glory be. Look at. If you won't get out of the way so somebody can get what they need, you and your important self. And my wife and I pastors, we ain't gonna act like that. What makes you think that you're gonna get the permission to parade your proud self? It's our job to get what we need and get out of the way so others can get what they need. It's our job to get what we need and go back and bless somebody else and love somebody else and help somebody else along the journey. Disciples said unto him, those closest to him, they didn't know what was going on. Because you know what? Sometimes we don't look back. Once we get our front seat, we don't look back. I'll sit up front. What went on during service? I don't know. Disciples never turn around. You know when something's happening in the crowd. They never turn around to see this woman present. Thank God they weren't Jesus' bodyguards. They would have been fired. How'd they get that close up on him? Some accounts say it was the tassels hanging off his garment that you. She didn't get a good hand of material. I wish I had a witness to this. She didn't get a good hand of material. She got the tassel. She got the, like a string. But you know why Jesus saw this virtuous power out of him? Because it wasn't so much that she touched the tassel. It's that determination she had and that faith. See, when you start pulling. You ever been in service where somebody was ministering and said, I feel y'all pulling on me. I feel a pull. When you got the power of God, the anointing of God, sometimes you feel folks pulling on you because they are the ones that need it. God sent you there because they needed it. And see, you got to stop being all cute. Sometimes you got to take off the earrings, the ring, and the hat, and the robe, and all that gold stuff. Take your gold tooth out and minister. You ought to look messed up when you get finished ministering to God, folks. Something ought to come out of you. But you got to have something in you. Stop always. only come to church looking for yourself. Why don't you look to bless somebody else? Oh, you don't understand. I'm one of his disciples. I'm Jesus' disciple. Will y'all stay off him? I'm Jesus' disciple. We're on our way to Galilee, please. You can get so doggone important. It's all about what we want to do and where we want to get to. How about helping a brother or sister get there with you? Loving folk from a distance and thinking that's all right. That's not ministry. When it's got to be serve you, when you got to be praised, you got to be thanked. It's got to be on your time. Yeah, I'll bring you a dinner, but you got to be at my house at 3 o'clock. You don't come at 3 o'clock. They ain't even got a car. They don't even have a token. They ain't got no money. You wouldn't demand them. When your cup runs over, it's run over for a reason. I know you won't find that in the scripture about the disciples, but you can imagine how folk get sometimes. People, you know, oh, where were you? The spouse says, where were you? Oh, I was with Pastor. But I thought we had dinner date. I said I was with Pastor. Did Pastor feed you? No. Well, you ain't eat up? No. But now the Lord is good. Understand ministry. It's not about the title. It's about what God has gifted us to do. How to touch people. How to bless people. That's what God wants us to do. The disciple says, you want to know who touched you? He says, yeah, I felt my virtue. I felt my power. I felt my miracle working power come out of me. And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, you deserve to be healed. He says, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. And that's what messed me up. Because I said, she was just in the crowd like some of us, just trying to get what she wanted to get, and then she's going to roll on out. She's going to get healed, get her some clothes, some shoes, and go down to all the clubs. Look at me now. Hey, brother, you wouldn't even look at me the other day, right? I was all down and out. Look at me now. I'm a number 10 plus. Thy faith hath made thee whole. That first word, whole, is sozo, which is the same as salvation. So what God said to her was, when you touch me, you didn't only need a transfusion, you needed a transformation. If you really want to stay with God, you will need a transfusion and a transformation. I said, wow. Transfusion is the cause to pass from one to another, to spread into or through, to permeate. Now, this is not what the scriptures say. This is my spiritual imagination. That when she touched his clothes, that the blood of Jesus gave her a blood transfusion. I love the way God heals. He don't ask me for personal choice. He don't ask me for HMO. He don't tell me what time to go to the doctor. He don't tell me what time to report. He don't tell me what to drink. He don't tell me how to prepare. He just does it. Right in the midst of where I am. I don't have to go to no special office. Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Sozo is the same word in Greek for salvation. That means, that word, Lord, that word means that there was something going on. That means that to save, rescue, deliver, heal, to be in right relationship with God. That means a healing of her spirit before the healing of her blood. When you become whole, don't just come to church to get your healing. Because then you're not whole. You got half of what Jesus wanted to do for you. Stay there. He said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee. I said, well, maybe how did her faith in you make a whole? When did she get faith in you? Don't forget she heard about me. And she heard about me and she believed me.
And she came in and she pursued me and she touched me. Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole. A different word, hygiene, where we get our word hygiene from. That means something totally different. That means that you are healthy, sound, and well. She was spiritually made whole, then she was physically made whole. I come to let somebody know today that the Jesus that we serve, there's more to salvation than saving your soul from eternal damnation. Many of us in the church are living way beyond our means, way below our blessings, simply because we don't understand this thing called salvation. We've got this elementary salvation, but at least I won't burn up in hell. But how about the abundant life right now? How about walking and being clothed and in your right mind? How about the joy that's unspeakable? How about the peace that passes all understanding? Come on, be made whole. Many of us in the church are broken. We haven't been made whole because you just got one piece of that thing. You're just looking to be healed. You're not looking to be healed spiritually. A physical healing without spiritual healing makes a messed up Christian. Coming to get what we want, then we out. I got my fix. I'm out. No. You got to be determined. Take your issue. Press your way. Get what you need. Even have the issue to mess. Anybody have an issue that wiped them out? Don't raise your hand. It just wiped you out. It just totally wiped you out. The only reason that you're still here is by the grace of God. Y'all know about grace, period. Everybody here didn't pay that bill on time. Don't lie to me. Y'all know about grace, period. You know where that pension has come. The pension has come. I'm ready to turn your stuff off unless in 15 days I hear from you. Oh, okay. I'm in the wrong church today. Saints. Woo. But the grace of God that did not allow that thing to take you out. Why would God do that? Because he wants you to realize that you, during this time of grace that we're living under, you can press your way and you can come touch him. You can get in touch with him and you can in fact be made whole. You just got to be determined. So you can't tell me you don't have determination. Because if you didn't have determination, how did you determine to get into so much mess? So we got it. Like we got faith. We got faith in the wrong stuff. We got more faith in the boss than we have in God. God put in his word. We got faith in the boss. We will work 2-3 weeks straight. And all they can do is say, your check is coming. You be working. Yeah, fat check. They ain't show you no bank account. They ain't show you nothing, but you got more faith than that. The weatherman says it's gonna rain. Oh, let me get my umbrella. God said it's gonna rain, they laugh at Noah. You gotta be determined, no matter what your situation is today. I don't care where you've been, I don't care what you've done. You cannot blow God's mind. The truth of the matter is this, we look pretty good here today, but if God was to pull the cover off our mess, what are you trying to say, Pastor? Don't think you all that. Don't be a stuffed up disciple. What do you mean who touched you? Carry on, Jesus. No, stop. Jesus, I don't care what y'all say. Something, my power. Somebody needed me today. That's why I'm walking through this town. I ain't trying to show off. This ain't no parade for me. I come to bless somebody. I come to help somebody. I come to save them. That's why I came, to save somebody. I'm not marching through these towns thinking this is some, oh, Jesus. Oh, sing my praises. No, I'm coming to bless somebody. When I come back, instead of my new heaven, new earth, that's when you pray. But you got to be determined. You have to be determined to get whatever you need, but you got to know where to get it.
You got to know you need to come to Jesus. Don't let nobody stop you from coming to Jesus. No matter what you've been through, no matter what you're going through, don't let that stop you from coming to Jesus. Because my God specializes. He makes things impossible possible. You got to remember that God is able to do anything and everything but fail. How can you minister to everybody else in your block and can't minister to yourself? Now you're going through and the same scripture don't mean a thing to you. I come to let you know today that you got to be determined. No matter what the issue is. And guess what? When you get finished one issue, another issue comes up. That's not to scare you. That's to inform you. That's to educate you that you need to stay with Jesus. Because after she got her blood situation together, I guarantee you something else came up. How do you know that? Because that's what the devil does. So upset that we love Jesus. Keep throwing stuff our way. Let him throw it. Put on that whole armor. That's what we got to do. You got to be prepared. We got to learn how to fight. You got to be determined to win. Determined to be victorious. Sometimes I'll flip through the channel, I'll watch these boxing matches, and it looks like one person ain't going to win. But man, they're getting beat up. Oh, my God. Oh, they're getting beat up. Face all messed up. Corner keep telling them, you can do it. I said, Jesus on the main line. You go out there and fight that brute. Don't look like he's going to win. But I saw one fight, I thought, I know this young boy can't win. But about the ninth round, he went to his corner. And I know boxing's not spiritual, but I swear he changed his cut, people. I swear that when he went in the corner of the ninth, at the end of the ninth round, I swear the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost was the word on him. Because he came out with a fresh wind. He came out with a fresh fire. And he laid it on the opponent. Pastor, what are you saying? Go to your corner. Let the Father, Son, Holy Ghost work on you. Come out and beat the devil. Lay it on him with your fresh wind and your fresh fire and your whole armor of God. Let the devil call the referee. It ain't fair. It ain't fair. It ain't fair. Before they had on Trump, now they got all this helmet of salvation and breath later. It ain't fair. The referee said, what do you mean it's not fair? That's their uniform. That's what they wear every day. Well, how come they didn't have it on before? Because they hadn't been to church. They forgot they had it. But at the end of the ninth round, when they went in the corner, they changed the three people in the corner. That the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost said, you know you can win. God is telling somebody in this church today, you know you can win. Change your strategy. Change your outfit. Change your outlook. Have an up look. Take an inward look. God is telling you today, you can win. It's all right, you get knocked down in a couple of rounds. It's in that final round where they get the scorecard. Lord have mercy. Victory. Scorecard. It's victory. Be determined to get what you need from Jesus. Be determined to have your issue taken care of. But don't just get your blood situation taken care of. Get the blood of Jesus. Don't forget, she had a transfusion and a transformation. All at the same time. But the way the scripture says, she got a transformation first. Then she got a transfusion. I said, God, why would you do that? He said, I won't be dwelling in no dirty body. I'll make you clean first, then I'll hang out with you. I'll clean you up first. But it's all on what you're looking for. So I said, Lord, you mean she was looking for more than just her disease being here? He said, yeah, she's looking for me. What do you mean you're looking for me? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. You got to reverse the order. Stop seeking things and seek God. Because when you seek God, God will bless you. God will keep you. God will love you. God will protect you. God will embrace you. God will undergird you. God will heal you. God will keep you. God will fight for you. But you just got to be determined. Let us all stand. Determination. Determination. Are you determined in 2012 to be a Christian, to live your life for Christ, to be all that you can be for Christ, knowing that he's able to do anything and everything but fail? Trust him. There's several people in this church that are examples of the power of God in their lives.
You know why? Because they didn't just stop at getting their issue of blood healed. They got a transformation and a transfusion.